I said to myself, in due season, God will judge everyone, both good and bad, for all their deeds. Are you glad that there's the blood of Jesus today? Because, you know, if you and I are washed in the blood today under the new covenant, we've repented of all of our sins, we've walked in obedience to His Word, and done what He said. Now, that doesn't mean that you can just say, okay, I'm washed in the blood and I don't have to do nothing. I can go to church when I want to, if I want to. I don't have to tithe. I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. I mean, I'm going to be okay, because when I stand before Him one day, He's going to say, well done, faithful servant. I got news for you. That's not what you're going to hear if that's all you did was just got washed in the blood. He told us to go out and make disciples, didn't He? Have you went out and made disciples lately? Have you went out and talked to somebody about Jesus? Have you went out and prayed for somebody? You know, that seen awesome things happen? Like these testimonies we heard about Pat praying for Keith and Rosemary praying for people. Have you been actively involved in praying for people? Jack and I was talking before church today. We wish we'd have known this when we were a younger Baptist, didn't we, Jack? Yeah, because we could have prayed a lot more powerful way many years ago. But it wasn't our time. God had a time for you and me, didn't He? And the time is now. So, it says, then I realize that God allows people to continue in their sinful ways so He can test them. That way they can see for themselves that they are no better than animals. You realize you're no better than an animal? He's going to allow you to be tested. Verse 19 and 20, let's see what He says on this animal stuff here. For humans and animals both breathe the same air, and they both die. Is that true? Yeah, we sure do. So people have no real advantage over the animals. How meaningless. Both go to the same place. What is He talking about here? The dust from which they came and to which they must return. Is this physical body that you're living in going to return back to the dust? Yeah. Does the physical body of the animal turn back to dust? Yes. There's only one major difference. We have a spirit that today, once we have been born again, washed in the blood, the very second that you lay down this body in death, your spirit man is in heaven with the Lord. Now that's an awesome thing, isn't it? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's like that DVD back there about testimonies of heaven and hell that we got back there. We taped it off of TBN here a while back. Whenever that pastor that was going, I think it was a Wednesday night service, he was going back to that Wednesday night service driving a little escort or whatever it was, and he looked up, he's crossing a bridge, and there comes an 18-wheeler sideways down the road. He ran underneath that thing, cut his car all to pieces, tore him all to pieces, jerked an arm completely off, cut a 4-inch piece out of the middle of one leg. I mean, just killed him, instantly dead. He said, I'm driving down the road, and I look, and I see that, and the next second, I'm walking in heaven on streets to go. Didn't even feel a pain. Not a pain. Now, that's what's available to ever born-again believer, isn't it? But for this guy, God wasn't through with him. So after 90 minutes, that pastor that come along right behind him that was at that same conference, he said, is there anybody here I can pray for? And the guy said, no, everybody's okay, but the guy over there in the little escort, and he's dead. So he said, when the man told me he was dead, the Lord spoke to me and said, go over there and pray for the man under the tarp. Now, that Baptist preacher, it was not his theology to pray for the dead. That's not something he did on a regular basis. But I got news for you. I bet you hadn't prayed for anybody that was dead lately either. You know, so there's not a whole lot of us have that kind of faith, right? Not a lot of us. And so, anyway, he went over there and prayed for the guy and prayed for the guy and prayed for the guy. And when he said, Lord, is this enough? He said, no, keep praying. Well, he don't know what he's... Only thing he knows, he's hearing this voice from heaven saying, pray for this guy. And then after 90 minutes, he said, the Lord spoke to him, said, now sing a song. Told him what song to sing. And so he started singing the song. When he started singing the song, all of a sudden the guy under the tarp started singing with him. Y'all, if you hadn't seen that testimony, get a copy of that DVD. They're free. Now, everything's free. Get what you want, but listen to those testimonies of heaven and hell. It's amazing. There's about five of them on there and on that DVD, and it's an awesome thing to hear that man say how the Lord brought him back and how he went through all those surgeries over the next, 13 months or whatever it was, and how that God put him back together and how he can walk and talk and everything today, but yet he was dead for 90 minutes. He was in heaven. But God had a plan. It was his time to get a chance to go to heaven, and then God let him stay up there for 90 minutes and then sent him back and told him what he wanted him to do. And so he's still preaching and still a Baptist preacher. So it's amazing. But now then, verse 21 and 22. For who can prove that the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals go downward into the earth? And when Solomon wrote this, he didn't have the whole book, did he? But since Jesus come a little while later, we now know he gave us some examples. He gave us an example in Luke 16 about when two people die, they both go to the same place in the earth, except there's a gulf between them. One of them's air-conditioned, and one of them ain't. You know, we see that rich man that opened his eyes in pain in the flame. And he looked over there across the gulf and he saw Lazarus and he was air-conditioned. He was blessed. He said, Father Abraham, let Lazarus come across there and dip his finger in that cool water and put it on my tongue. I'm in agony in his flame. He said, no, he cannot, because that gulf is between you. You two can't come together. It will not happen. He said, then Lord, let Lazarus go back from the dead and tell my five brothers, I've got five brothers that are coming to this place. He said, no, he cannot. He said, Lord, if somebody returned from the dead, they would believe. Did somebody return from the dead? Has there been more than one return from the dead? Yes, many people. We've got testimonies of many men and women that have died. Some of them went to heaven, some of them went to hell. And they come back and told us, they're on television, Christian television all over the world. And some people say, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. That's just like Creflo Dollar said the other day. I was so tickled. I was watching him the other day. And he said, somebody said, well, why don't somebody return from the dead and tell these pot-smoking guys, the truth, and they'll believe? He said, I guarantee if God took me to hell or to heaven, either one, or if he took me to hell and let me spend some time down there, and I come back in sheer terror, and I told him, I said, you guys need to stop smoking your pot. You're going to hell. He said, I can just see them now. Yeah, sure, you went to hell. I just see him suck on that cigarette when he did that. I just never forget the way he did that. He just put that thing and said, yeah, sure, tell us something else now. It's real. You ain't been to hell. Well, I mean, you could probably come back with smoke smell on you and everything, and they still wouldn't believe, would they, Joseph? But that's amazing. But they said, some ain't going to believe. So I said there, so I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. Are you supposed to work? Yes, everybody's supposed to work. If you're a housewife, are you supposed to be happy about taking care of your husband? Yes. You should praise the Lord when you take his dirty shirt and put it in the laundry. You ought to say, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this good man you sent me that I can wash his shirt. Instead of saying, look at these dirty, filthy clothes. He ought to wash these himself. I mean, what do we do? Do we fuss about things? Oh, yeah. Should we fuss about things? No, we're supposed to be happy about whatever we're able to do. So I saw that there's nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here. No one will bring them back from death to enjoy life in the future. When you die, most of us, when you die, just like Lazarus, when Lazarus died, he was in the tomb for 4 days. Then Jesus brought him back from the dead. I mean, they unwrapped him, took all the myrrh and aloe off of him, and Lazarus was alive and well. But did Lazarus die again? Yes, he did. And did he come back that time? No, huh? Will he at the end of the age? Yes, but not until then. So, some people do get to return from the dead for a while. There's been a few, but there's been very few. Usually when you die, it's over. So, in other words, we have very few people, and in fact, we don't have the faith for it, I'll have to say. I don't. I don't think anybody else who works in my ministry has this faith either. But we do have once in a while, once in a great while, we have somebody call us and want to pray over somebody that died. Once in a while. I guess it's because we have seen one raised from the dead. But that happened many years ago. God just moved on my heart that night, that man, Church of Christ. He died, had a massive heart attack, and died, and he was dead in early 30 minutes whenever they called me. And when he did, I was in the middle of sleep at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just woke up saying, I said, well, let's pray for him. And the boy said, Thurman, it's too late to pray for him. He's dead. We lost him about a half hour ago. I said, it ain't never too late to pray. So I began to rebuke the spirit of death and ask the Lord to put his spirit of life back in him. I'm still kind of half asleep. This has got to be God. And all of a sudden he said, Thurman, he's breathing. Hey, we're going to take him to the hospital in Irving. And so I got him and went down there. And I'll never forget when I got down there, I walked in 5 o'clock in the morning and the place is pretty quiet. And I walked up and there's a doctor walking down the hall. And I said, do you know where Otho Wayne Jackson's at? He said, he's right down in room so-and-so. And I said, well, how's he doing? He said, well, the guy would have been better off. He'd have stayed dead. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the paramedic said he was dead for about 30 minutes. And so he said, by being dead 30 minutes, he had a lack of oxygen to his brain. It's deteriorated, so it'd just be a vegetable. I said, sir, do you see those hands? Yeah. He said, what's the big deal? I said, Jesus told me to lay those hands on the sick and they'd get well. You know how they are. I mean, that's how we are. Did Jesus say that? Okay, now if Jesus said it, who are you going to believe? Jesus. So I just went down there and he was asleep. I walked in and just laid my hands on him and said, be healed completely in the name of Jesus. And within 3 weeks' time, that guy's back at work. And he worked for me and for another 4 or 5 years. And that guy completely recovered in just a matter of a couple of weeks. And he's still alive and well today. He was out here at the ministry center here not too long ago. Now, why doesn't God do that for everybody that dies? I don't know. He has a plan, doesn't he? He's God. And he does what he wants to do, doesn't he, Bill? Now, he's the king. If he wants to raise one from the dead, can he raise him from the dead? Absolutely. If God says it's not final for him to be dead yet, I'm going to raise him back from the dead. I've got some people I'm going to touch through this. They may not understand what I'm doing, but I'm going to let them see it anyway. And he does that too, doesn't he? Yeah. So does God plan for you and me to enjoy what we do? Yes. There shouldn't be nobody in the world that enjoys what they do as much as Christians. We should enjoy eating, sleeping, working, praising God. That's what we should enjoy.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, There is a Time for Everything, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.